Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Here was Tom Brady on the Let's Go podcast. Podcast he does with Jim Gray. His cabana boy that he brings around with him to all interviews. Nobody interviews Tom Brady except Jim Gray. He's got dibs. Here was Jim Gray asking Tom Brady about Brady's future. Is Tom Brady working here?
Tom, you're leaving everybody guessing. You've said you'll take your time. Do you have any type of a timetable as to what you might want to do regarding your football career?
Jim, if I knew what I was going to f***ing do, I'd have already f***ing done it. Okay? I'm taking it a day at a time.
I sense you're antagonized by the question.
You're scratching.
It's only the question scratchy. That everybody wants to hear.
You're scratchy. Scratchy. I appreciate your asking. Thank you.
I can tell.
Okay, so Brady clearly not angry.
Yeah, he was. That was either pre-planned or just him playing a joke on Jim Gray. The more I listen to it, I'm surprised that people are...
The joke being that he cursed?
Yeah, or just acting as angry as he did.
Yeah.
Because every conversation he ever does with Jim Gray is like a completely canned softball interview. I mean, that's just like, and they present it as such. It's
hands in the questions beforehand.
It's his friend Jim Gray.
Yeah.
And Jim Gray, when he asks any tough question, is always asking it like, well, you know, people are asking, and let me bring it up because people say. And then Tom Brady says, well, Jim Gray, I don't know why they put us together, but we both got the most annoyingly nasal accents.
And then they start complaining about 30-person group texts.
Yes, the two of them. So I think I think it's mostly headline writers actually that are discussing this seriously.
Yeah.
I don't think I keep seeing all these headlines about Jim Gray about Tom Brady being
Brady
angry
cursing
at all
is
that.
What made the most news out of that whole thing.
I don't know. He does isn't LFG? Didn't that start with Brady?
Yeah, but no, that he actually said the curse word. You know,
it's not just Let's Go. I know it's a Let's Go podcast.
Yeah.
But I think he's like at various times. But he's a potty mouth on the field.
Right.
Yeah, he's a son of a bee. That's right. I'm not Brady. I wouldn't use the actual word.
Right.
Not me.
Right. No.
You've
got class.
He's got an obvious edge to him.
Right.
Like the whole notion that somehow he's this pristine. You know, choir boy or something. That's ridiculous. That went out the door when he knocked up his first girlfriend.
Bridget Moynihan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You remember people in Boston were like, what am I going to tell my children? Having this child out of wedlock.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, he's Tom Brady.
That's what you tell
your kids.
Man.
That's why, like, if your kid wants a Bridget Moynihan in his life, a knocked up Bridget Moynihan, then go practice football harder.
That's right.
You know?
Go start
throwing
it through the tires, man. Absolutely.
Would you choose, if you had to choose between Bridget Moynihan and Gisele Bündchen?
Bridget Moynihan, and it's not close.
Yeah.
Yep. And I'm not even saying like aesthetically or whatever, although she is more my type, I think.
Yeah.
I find Gisele annoying.
Yeah.
I mean, just point blank, I find her annoying.
I think Bridget Moynihan would know how to handle an interview like without disclosing that her husband hid concussions from the league.
Yeah.
Like can my wife keep from incriminating me? That's always, usually when I went back when I was dating, my first question I would always ask after a date, quote unquote, I would say, all right, is this somebody I can trust to not incriminate me in a casual Today Show interview?
Yeah.
And like Gisele, she failed. So I kicked her out. Because I was like,
yeah, you heard me.
She, so for those of you who don't know what I was talking about, she was just randomly doing an interview about, you know, her worrying about her husband. And she said, she just flat out said, like, he had concussions last year.
Yeah.
And, you know, and he had never been diagnosed with a concussion last year.
Right.
And it was just, so, like, that kind of stuff. and her kind of injecting herself into stuff that could cause team dynamic issues, I never needed it.
I don't think, to your point, what I think you're referring to with that last part, I don't think Bridget Moynihan would be blaming my teammates for a Super Bowl loss. Yeah. Remember that when Welker couldn't bring in that pass in 2011 in the Super Bowl and Giselle was spotted in the elevator? Just, I don't think Bridget Moynihan would do that.
My husband cannot throw the ball and catch the ball. Like, okay, great. So, yeah, I've never heard Bridget Moynihan tear down, like, the entire receiving core.
Neither have I.
Husband's team.
Of course, I've never heard her talk, but still, yeah.
Well, there you go. Now we're getting to the root of the matter,
layup,
aren't we?
Yes.
Yeah. Plus, I feel like Bridget Moynihan wouldn't get blown into the river when a strong wind gust came by, too. So,
like Giselle?
Yeah.
Yeah. And yet it didn't work out with Bridget Moynihan and Tom Brady.
They were young.
Yeah.
He was always, I think that's the thing about Tom, though. He's always been a little bit of chasing the glamour.
Yeah.
You know, like he was into the Hollywood side of things and the glitz. That's why he dressed up before that gala in those goofy outfits in New York every year.
Likes to be seen.
He likes to be seen a little bit.
Yep.
He's got a little bit of the Verlander in him. Yeah, you know, Verlander is a little bit like, he likes to be out there. It's the difference between Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. And, like, who's the more likable dude in that duo?
It's clearly Damon.
Yeah, and Damon doesn't lust after the fame and glitz and everything.
Damon's probably at soccer practice right now or something.
Yeah, it's like, who are you going to date, Jim Gray or Tom Brady? Jim Gray, all day, every day. Everybody knows that.
Problem is, they might be dating each other. Who knows? All right, Larry is in Stafford, once in on the show. Larry, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Sean? Great call on Bridget Moynihan, man. Yeah, you don't want Giselle is going to be way too much work.
Yes.
And she's probably 99.9% boring in bed, man. Go get you a freak, man. And I think Moynihan is a bigger freak, though.
That's a word on the street.
Yeah. Before I
she's got the baby to prove it.
she got some other hitters on her card, too. So, you know, it's all love, man. I just think Giselle is just one of those things, a showpiece. But before I really get into it, y'all was talking about Aaron Rodgers earlier, and this kind of goes back to Tom Brady and Bridget Moynihan too, because I think I started noticing Aaron starting to change after that whole breakup with Dana, that race car driver,
yeah, Danica Patrick. Yeah.
Danica Patrick, and then I think he was hitting Olivia Munn or whatever. So I think he went through this whole process of he was trying to be a superstar too, but then those breakups kind of like warped his mind or something. Now he on hashish and marijuana, whatever he's doing now. It just seemed like he's all earthy now, man. So I don't really know what's going on with him, but he went from being really, really likable to not likable in a matter of a couple years, man. His talent is undisputed, but just how he goes about just thinking that he's floating on these clouds above everybody, that's kind of what's irritating about Aaron Rodgers. Now, look, here's what I wanted to talk to you guys about. Now, we know that the coaches in Philadelphia, Gannon, and I don't know how to pronounce his name, Stinich or whatever his name, right? We know that those guys are in the running for the head coaching job over there on Kirby or whatever. But I never understand why we don't ever hear anything about them and what kind of staff they can put together, because they may not have the kind of assets or the kind of Rolodex that D'Amico has. Because here's the thing. Back in 2006, do y'all remember who the Texans offensive coordinator or assistant head coach was? It was Mike Sherman. Do y'all remember who their O-line coach was? It was John Benton. Seth, I don't know if you know Bob Kamalowicz or whatever, but he was the D-line coach.
Yeah,
I think D'Amico has, when you, Seth, was talking about maybe finding somebody older to put in those kind of positions, that's exactly the playbook that Kubiak did, and that's also the exact same playbook that Kyle Shanahan is doing when he was in Atlanta and when he was in San Francisco. I think D'Amico is going to have the right kind of guys that he can put over there, whether it's Clint Kubiak or whether it's Anthony Lynn or whether it's some other mature dudes that he could put in position. But I would want him to get somebody that's going, if it is D'Amico, that's going to be able to teach that zone run scheme like it was coming from Bill Walsh himself, because that's going to be the key to the whole offense. Because if you can't figure out that offensive line doing that zone run scheme, it's going to be a struggle for any quarterback you put in there. So I'm thinking that if D'Amico can get over there, he's going to get the right kind of people. Last but not least, fellas, it's always a pleasure to talk to y'all. Let me get in and everything, man, and I appreciate all the love and our heart.
All right, thanks, Larry. Appreciate that. My favorite part, that was one of Larry's greater calls, I would say there, because he got in hitting Olivia Munn and Aaron Rodgers being on hashish or marijuana or something.
Ayahuasca is what it is.
Yeah. He got all that in and then says, here's what I really called in about.
You know what? I would revise what Larry said because early on, you know, between Mike Sherman and Richard Smith was the defensive coordinator who was not ever a head coaching candidate ever anywhere, as far as I know, unless there's owners that stupid. That didn't work out as well as when they got Wade Phillips that it really turned it. So, like, Wade Phillips would have been a better choice initially. As far as Aaron Rodgers, you know, as he was talking about him trying to be a hippie, because he does. He gets on, he's like, he's trying to talk peace, love, and happiness and togetherness and all this stuff, and nobody's buying it. And it's almost the difference between, okay, Bill Walton, genuine hippie versus Jenny's boyfriend in Forrest Gump. Like, remember the guy?
Oh, that guy.
The guy that was like, you know, asked who's the baby killer, and then he smacked Jenny around a little bit.
Yeah.
That fake ass hippie.
He got
his. Like, he's got all the talking points right.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he knows the bullet points, but it's not in his heart. That's Aaron Rodgers. Jenny's boyfriend.
You can just take the rest of the show off. Yeah. You're done. Your work is done here today. That's perfect.
Yeah.
That's a perfect analogy.
Anybody that's going through some kind of, they're trying to make a transition into being a different type of person, but it's all talking points at this point. Maybe at some point they'll actually get there.
Forrest beat him up at the Black Panther party.
That's right. I'm sorry. I'm disrupting
sorry
your
Sorry I ruined Panther. Your Black Panther party. Sorry, I beat up this fake hippie.
I saw a video on TikTok yesterday. There's this girl talking to her boyfriend before they're going to see her parents for the first time. And they drew it out a long time. But she's saying, like, please just, I just need to ask you this one thing. Just because I love you so much. And I think they're going to love you. Could you please just not do your Forrest Gump voice tonight? He's like, okay, Jenny.
That's
hard.
Funny.
Once you start doing a Forrest Gump voice, once you break the seal, it's hard not to do it the rest of the day.
Especially when you're specifically told it's responding to a request to not do it. See?
I'm sorry.
Now that's funny.
What did he say about the Black Panther party?
Sorry, I ruined your Black Panther party. He should not be hitting you, Jenny.
Yeah, thanks, Forrest.
Yeah. All right. We got one segment to go. John Lopez, Landry Locker, we'll find out what they've got going on their show today. It's the Houston Sports Awards tonight. I'm going to get on the record here. We've got a couple of categories that are going to get revealed tonight at the Houston Sports Awards. What do we think wins best moment and best athlete? It will be a celebration of Strohs tonight over at the Wortham Center. Stay there. You're listening to Payne and Pendergast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.